Radio Prague News.
The date for lower house elections will be declared on Friday. An internet petition calls for justice for a Czech killed in London, and conditional sentences and fines are delivered to the Underpants Art Group. President Miloš Zeman has given notice he will announce the date for elections to the lower house of parliament at the end of a three-day tour of central Bohemia on Friday. He added that he wanted to give political parties adequate notice of when they would take place so they can book advertising space. According to the constitution, elections must be held at least 30 days before the end of a four-year parliamentary term, with the president obliged to give at least 90 days' notice of when they will happen. An internet petition has been started protesting the Old Bailey London court verdict, which set free on April 3rd a British man accused of killing a Czech outside a fast food chain in the East End of London last year. The petition's founder writes that against all evidence, the accused was found not guilty of either murder or manslaughter by the jury. The case of the deceased Czech, Zdeněk Makar, has been taken up by Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek. Zaorálek later said on Wednesday he'd sent a diplomatic note to London calling for all details of the trial and asking for information how the verdict could be appealed. After his meeting with his British counterpart, Boris Johnson, he also said he'd sought assurances that the victim's Czech nationality was not a factor in the killing. Management of Prague football club Bohemians 1905 has sacked their 65-year-old manager Miroslav Kolbek. The move follows a series of poor results with no wins since October last year, which sees the club fighting off relegation in the top Czech league. A replacement has not yet been named, but club officials have confirmed they were talking with the manager of second division of Vlašim, Martin Hašek. A court case has been renewed over the actions of the Stohoven stunt art group, which hoisted a large pair of red underpants over Prague Castle in place of the presidential standard in late 2015. The prosecutor called on Wednesday for conditional sentences for members of the group and also outlined a claim for 80,000 crowns in damages for the standard, which was later ripped into pieces, and for damages to the castle roof as well. The eventual verdict was conditional sentences of 6 months on the three members of the group and demands they pay 8,400 crowns for the standard and 55,000 damages to the castle roof. Human Rights Minister Jan Vojka has warned that an amendment from a fellow Social Democrat Member of Parliament, Václav Klučka, would restrict the rights of foreigners and EU citizens when it comes to residency permits. According to the Daily Pravo, he highlighted the fact that foreigners denied residency would lose their right of court appeal. Klučka's amendment is said to enjoy wide support in Parliament. And finally, a look at the weather. The weather on Thursday will be cloudy with rain and even snow showers in some places. Top daytime temperatures will range between 6 and 11 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.